This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. About half of people over 65 who end up in the hospital eventually need someone else to make decisions for them. End-of-life decisions. Still, surprisingly few people have spelled out what types of treatment they'd want in such a situation. There's a Texas-based company that's trying to make the process easier. In the world of health data and technology, end-of-life planning isn't exactly hot.
It's not as sexy as, you know, fitness trackers and gadgets and stuff. But this is how you're going to provide quality care.
Scott Brown is co-founder of a free service called My Directives. It's a cloud-based system for storing and updating your end-of-life wishes. Right now, he says, the industry is still stuck in the era of photo albums.
That document is, once it's created, it's placed in a shoebox somewhere, or a file cabinet, or a safety deposit box, and it's not available when it's needed. People can't plan their emergencies between 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
On this page, you can help future doctors and caregivers by letting them know what matters to you.
The website walks you through filling out a directive. You write about your interests and wishes, learn about the differences between palliative and hospice care, dive into the nitty-gritty of life support and do not resuscitate orders.
Well, I'm not going to say that ever filling out an advance directive is entirely comfortable or fun.
Christine White is a social worker in Salem, Oregon, and a My Directives user.
But I will say there's an incredible sense of relief once you've done it.
White says she filled out a directive on paper a decade ago and practically went cross-eyed reading legal jargon. With My Directive, there are explainers and a chance to get personal. You can upload notes and videos for family or friends.
I'll read to you what I said to my husband. If I precede my husband, I want him to know that his incessant whistling was the joy of my life. In fact, every day with him was a gift I cherished.
Proponents say filling out the document can relieve anxiety and save money. Just look at La Crosse, Wisconsin, where more than 90% of residents have advance directives. Nationally, it's less than 30%. In La Crosse, the average cost of care in the last 2 years of life is $18,000. The national average, $26,000. Still, there are people who say directives don't help.
I don't find advance directives particularly useful.
And Dr. Henry Perkins has been researching them for 35 years. He says they can be helpful in very specific situations, say the hospice patients at home who don't want to be resuscitated. But oftentimes, interpreting them can be complicated.
You know, many people simply say, I don't want to live as a vegetable. I think on a gut level, all of us would agree with that, but
what exactly is a vegetable and how much brain function is enough? There are endless scenarios. And Perkins says, even if doctors do understand patients' wishes, they won't always follow guidelines.
I warn patients, they must not expect a great deal of control through these documents over the care that they will get.
And yet, control is exactly what most people crave when confronting life or death decisions, which is why another doctor who studies advance directives says they'll become standard, UCLA's Molly Coy.
As you begin to consider what's going to happen with the baby boomers aging, more and more of us will want to make sure that our wishes are followed. So I'm very confident that this is going to continue to grow.
Coy says new tools like Texas-based My Directives make end-of-life documents easier for doctors to follow in emergencies. As for patients, moving the advance directive from the shoebox to a smartphone means updating is less dusty and a lot faster. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.